Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we can come together today. Thank you, Lord, that we know that as we open ourselves up and we seek your face, Lord, you are always there. As we seek you with all our heart, Lord, you answer our prayers. And we just worship you today. We ask you, Lord, that you quicken your word into our hearts, into our mind, Lord, to give us breakthroughs, understanding, revelation, and power, because that is the result of our fellowship with you. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' mighty name for everything you are going to do today in this place. Amen and amen. All right. So we're going to continue on the same topic of fellowship with him, union with him. And really, we're going to see more in detail some of the aspect of the experience that disciples should have. And there is a big difference between religious people and disciples. Disciples are people that are learning, that are open to the Holy Spirit, and that are willing to be transformed. They are not, you know, attached to the world, but they are, you know, have their mindset on things above and not below, so that the Lord can do the changes in them that he wants, and he does it through the experience that they have with his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is present inside us if we are born-again believers. He is dealing even with people that are not born-again believers. But we are born-again believers, we should be sensitized to the Holy Spirit talking to us, directing us. So, you know, we can see the experiences that Jesus prayed for and, taught his disciples. And we're going to go into more, detail on that so that we may understand them, we may receive them, and manifest them in our life. Okay. So one of the first experiences should take place, and that happens or should happen to anybody that is born again, is the Holy Spirit start working on them to cleanse them, to change them, to transform them. Okay. That cleansing happens not just because Jesus did something. He did it for everybody. He did it for the whole world. But evidently, look around, doesn't do much good for those that don't take the steps and have the understanding and have the humbleness to submit themselves to you, to him. Okay. Really, okay, what the way it works always through his word. That's the point in contact, if you want, between us and him. See, again, I repeat often this scripture, but the scripture is critical. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. Okay, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. So there is this abiding there, staying there. Okay. So this indwelling the word makes us disciples. If the word is not in us, then we are going to just go to church. We are going to go through the motions of Christianity. But there's nothing there. What we need is actually an experience of the power of the word cleansing us. Okay? And that happens, okay, as we receive the revelation of the truth about ourselves and about what the word says. Okay? And the truth makes us free. As we embrace it, as we respond to it, and as we are, dealing with the issues that we need to deal with in ourselves. Now, okay, revelation of the truth from the Word. Give us the truth, give us the light, give us the understanding. And we saw last week in 1 John chapter 1, the way it works. Jesus didn't describe, didn't explain everything there. Okay, there are a component for us to respond to what we receive. As we respond to what we receive, and we submit to the Word, and we are willing to change, that means, you know, we repent of the things that are in disagreement or not in alignment with the Word, then automatically even the desire for these things changes. Because the power of God motivates us, cleanses us from all sins, from all unrighteousness. Okay? Unrighteousness is not just sin. Unrighteousness is just the tendency to even fall into those things, the desire for those things. We just start despising them. Because our position is changed as we decided to turn around. And this is why repentance is essential. And it's not just, oh, feel sorry because I got caught. Or because I'm not going to get the benefits. No, because we start seeing things from God's perspective, from God's position. And that makes all the difference. So we start walking in the light. 1 John 1, 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. I mean, that is what, you know, righteousness is. Now, okay, there is immediate consequence. This is because something has happened there. We have not just made a decision and didn't have any impact. Our position, our decision has an impact on our spirit and on our, in, on our heart, because, you know, decisions come from the heart. It's the heart in which we take that position and the stand. When the stand is there at the heart level, not the mind level, then the power of God manifests itself and set us completely free according to the power of the Spirit. And we come into righteousness. Righteousness means good standing with God. That means there is nothing separating us from God. Now, there could be other things that need to be fixed. But if we are not aware of them, we cannot make a decision about them. So we need to see the thing. This is why we need the Word that brings the light inside us so that we can see there is, that's the time in which we had to respond. And that applies for everything. Could be standing up because, you know, we can walk, or maybe, you know, confessing some sins that we are in, or any other things that is there that block us from being able to be connected with God. Because the very moment in which we know the things that we should know, we need to respond to keep the righteousness. Otherwise, we make an unrighteous decision because there is an unrighteous judgment inside us. And the very moment in which the light comes in, we are held accountable. And we have to understand that. And if we don't do that, we lost it. We lost the presence of God inside us because the presence of darkness overcome the light that we have received. The light is more powerful than all the darkness of the world. But we had to embrace it with our heart. We had to come to the place in which we honestly make that decision. It says, God, I give up to those things. I don't want it anymore. I know that that separates me from you. I want to worship. I want to connect. You know, worship sometimes is so, such a religious term that I prefer, you know, a much more down-to-earth term. I prefer calling it connecting with him. Doesn't need to be any big manifestation. It needs simply the fact that we want him. He has the highest value for us than anything else. That is what's loving God. It's not just loving according to the world way. Are you following me? He is the first. He's the first and the last. He's the top. He's the top value, the top priority in your life. He wants to be that way. And when we see the light, see the truth, and we don't respond to it, then John 8, 31 and 32 is not going to work, because we have to embrace the truth, respond to the truth, and do. Then what we do is really change your mind on those things. We don't want them anymore. They are not anymore a priority. They come to the end of the thing, and actually sometimes we see that they're just an hindrance for us to be able to walk with God. Are you with me? So right now, okay, we can understand that, and we have a responsibility to that. And what happens? When we are righteous, when we are, you know, there is nothing between us and God, in the spirit and in truth, not just for religious activity, not for the things we do, is that for the place we are. See, God doesn't look at what we do. God looks at what we are, who we are. And who we are is determined by what we really value, what we really love. Now, okay, at that time, God's presence is inside us. We are connected with him. We are, you know, in communion with him. Okay. And so some things start to manifest themselves in our life. That's where Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2 come into function. That's the way things start operating in us. First of all, okay, says Romans 8, 1, says that there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are righteous. Okay. That means you have dealt with all the things that are hindering your communion with God or your communion with Christ, because they're the same thing. Okay. And are walking not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. See, the idea is that when there is that communion, it's going to be manifested in the physical, in your walk, in your behavior. Because your priorities are regulating or are directing your actions. And so you're going to do the right thing. Not because you are following laws, but because you are following God. And God's truth is working in you. And when that happens, something powerful takes place inside you naturally, without any effort, without you doing anything. That comes from the following verse. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. So there is now a new life operating, a new law operating inside you. And it's the law of Spirit of life. That means it's the law that God created for you. The principle, God wants our good. God loved us, created us to have everything that we needed, to be fulfilled, satisfied, and everything else. But we had to follow his way. Otherwise, it cannot happen, cannot manifest itself. So the idea is that at that time, the law of the Spirit of life, because we are in connection with God, because we are connected with him, operate in us, control us. control our behavior, but not just our behavior, because the fact that we walk in the Spirit is a manifestation already that we are righteous and that God is working in us. But His presence with us is much more than we walk in the right way. The Spirit of life, the life of God, is inside us. The life of God is what He wants us to have, which involves everything that He wants us to have. That means strength, health, abilities, you know, be able to be fearless, be able to have courage, be able to have all the things that we need. But the bottom line, the source of that, the opening the door for that experience. This is an experience. It's not just a theological statement. We had to come into that experience so that we actually understand, receive by our understanding what is ours, so that we start recognizing and start expecting and start believing for what the Word of God says about us. And it's not just in this place, it's everywhere. We get back to where we were when the law of sin and death was not operating in us. So if you know, sickness, disease, pain, suffering, all these things don't come from God. That's the law of sin, and that's the result of the curse. When you accept Jesus and you become righteous, that means God's presence is inside you. And the law of sin and death, the curse, is not on you anymore. So nothing of the curse should be there anymore. It should leave you. You should expect that all those things are going to disappear from your life. Why? Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, not because of your goodness, not because of the things you're doing. The things that you do is because the law of Spirit of life is inside you. Is the, you know, religious people try to get it the other way around. Well, they put the cart before the horses and they'll get nothing. Are you still with me? So this is we have that thing that we had to understand. And we had to realize that we had to expect that and not be influenced by the thinking that is in disagreement with the Word of God, that the world believes and lots of religious people believe. Because they go around, you know, even after they're born again, try to get delivered, try to do all this stuff, when instead they are already done. All that stuff is done, and the only thing, the only power, and we are going to see much more on this, that the enemy has on you, the darkness is the degree of darkness that is in you. If you don't know it, then there is darkness, so you need some light. And the only ability that He has to get you is through the darkness inside you that don't even sometimes probably think is a religious good idea. See, when there is no condemnation in you, when you get to the place in which you are righteous, but you know, you have no condemnation even if your soul is hardened. Your heart is hardened. Because you don't want to hear it. But there is no, the results are not going to be there. Okay? So that's the thing that we have to understand. And we have to allow. See, if there is no condemnation, that means there is assurance inside us that we have cleaned up all the areas that we need to clean up. Okay, now, praise the Lord. Okay, that means, okay, answer prayers, promise received, freedom, joy, power are going to be manifested in the disciples as they take that step and they break through level after level, darkness after night, wrong judgment after wrong judgment. And they grow from faith to faith and from glory to glory. And what's the glory? The manifestation of the righteousness of God inside you and the manifestation of God's blessing that is working on your life. We all have a long way to go. Okay? But that doesn't matter. See, that's the way we have to understand that we have to be open to be guided and be stay in the Word, and we have to be open, you know, until we go up there, until we are going to be manifesting a glorified body. This is coming soon, I believe. Until you are going to be manifested that, there is work to do. Now, we can have small breakthrough, like, for example, or realizing that you were thinking something wrong that need to be fixed, or realizing that you had to do some, you know, for ask forgiveness for some sins that you have been in, you know, and want to hold on to them. Or realizing that, you know, there is some physical problem that you cannot overcome. God wants you to overcome those things. But unless those thoughts that the enemy, though even those religious teaching that the enemy put inside your head are demolished, are cast down, are submitted to the leadership and the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the blood. Are you still with me? So, you know, this is the thing that you know, one of the first understanding important manifestation of our fellowship with the Father. Okay, we need to seek that more than anything else. It's not the blessing that we have to go after. The blessing can be just selfish and take us in the wrong way because they become the idol. What we have to go is after God. We have to seek Him, seek the truth. See, the truth is more important than anything else. And when it means that you know the truth, that means that you got revelation and understanding about some things, some principle, some logos, some ideas, some direction, some instruction that God gives us that we need to apply to our life and that we, you know, need to allow God to change and transform us by. Now, see, being a disciple, that is where it starts. That's where, you know, if we don't understand this principle, you cannot be a disciple. Because you are just there trying to do something. There are lots of people that are doing lots of effort and try to and they're just fanatical. Nothing else. They're trying just to believe some things without really being sensitive spiritually to what the Holy Spirit is guiding them to correct and to fix and to change in their life. And there are lots of things that we have to do that. This is a process that's going on over all our life. But when those old things are going to be gone, we are really going to be like Jesus. And that's the plan for God, for us. He is the first of many brethren. Okay? And He showed us the way, and this is exactly the way. He was doing only what He saw the Father's doing. He was just responding to what the Holy Spirit was working on Him. Now, so union with God, okay, is the key. Righteousness is the key. We have to start being righteous, not of self-righteousness, but the righteousness that comes from the fellowship with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's what does it. That's what changes our experience as believers. Because if we don't have an experience, we go by the law, we go by the letter, we are not going to get anywhere. The letter kills. The Spirit gives life. And so we had to have that connection with the Holy Spirit to be able to see, to be able to receive, to be able to hear, to be able to be transformed daily, to be able to be in communion with God. And when you're in communion with God, you feel different. You feel different emotionally, spiritually, physically, everything else. I mean, when you are in communion with God, you know what I said moment, even from the physical point of view, you know, even if you have some problems, the problems, the intensity, the power, you know, even if you don't get the whole things fixed up, you start feeling better anyway. And you start seeing the operation of the power of God manifested in you. Why? Because the Word, they are spirit and they are life. The life inside you is working. It's manifested. It's being manifested. Okay. So, one of the other evidences or experiences that you are going to have. You see, we had to connect this, you know, not just on a mental, theological level. There is not going to do anything. Okay. You get to connect with it experientially. That means you have to actually have experiences from that truth, because the truth produces results, produces changes inside you. If you have no experiences, it's all theory. When you are righteous, it's not that you just go around and say, well, you know, the Bible says I'm righteous. No, you know that you are connected with God and there is nothing between you and Him, and that makes you feel terribly good. Are you with me? Yes. See, you are a different person. Because how can you be in communion with God and feel regular? You cannot be like everybody else. You are walking with God. How do you know that when the Bible says that you walk with God and was raptured? All right? Well, this is the way you feel. You are ready to go. You start to weigh less. I mean, you see, this is why to me it's very important, you know, our Christian walk to be worth what it is, need to produce results, need to make us different. If it doesn't, then we are not walking the Christian walk. We are not really connecting with God, because God, you cannot connect with God and remain on this world the way it is. So the next step is really what Jesus said in, we go back on Jesus' prayer on John chapter 17. Here, verse 14 says, I give them your word. See, again, it goes back to the word all the time, because that's the source. That's where we feed. That's where we get it, because the word is word, their spirit and their life. Okay, and that means, you know, spirit, it means the spiritual content, the understanding. But life is actually what is inside you. They're not just spirit. There is an impact in your life. A change there, a release of power. Life is power, isn't it? If you are dead, you have no power. Okay, you just piece of thing there anymore. You are power because you are alive. And when there is power, then your life is going to be manifested, and you are moving, and you are able to do, and you are different. You are not just a thing anymore. So that is, you see, I give them your word. And the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. There you got it. You see, one of the things that happens, that when that come into that experience, you are going to be weird. At least people are going to think you are weird, but you are really the normal person. Okay. People don't understand anything. They say, you know, how can they do that? But no, you know, you are not like the world. You're not like everybody else. Like the one that don't have that experience. Like the one that don't have God inside them. One of the things you're going to have is God's presence, which makes you just like Jesus. See, that's what it says here. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Jesus said that. So, and he was talking about them at that time already, because they've been cleansed by the word. They were perfect? No way. But that doesn't matter. See, to the degree that they understood it, to the degree that the light that they had, they have responded. And because they have responded and they take a position, they were able to be connected to the point that, and Jesus understood the principle, you see. Jesus understood. He wasn't religious. He had experienced himself. He experienced God every minute of his life, because there was never anything separating him from it, because he never sinned. That was why he was so concerned and so upset to go on the cross, because he knew that he was going to take all the sins of the world, and temporarily he was going to be separated, you know, from God, from the physical part. So, I think this is a good place to take a position and make a declaration. All right, you know, I mean, to take a position on where we stand. Because, you know, one of the things, you see, a declaration is just an expression of the position you want to take. Okay, and it's a position that I decided to do. Okay, so, you know, it says very clearly, you are not of the world. Okay. You have to start seeing yourself as not of the world before you are going to be able to say properly. Otherwise, you're saying something that means nothing. Because you don't say from your heart. You say because you think, well, the pastor told me to say that. So you have to start seeing, start believing. I mean, that's the way you have anything. Okay? Affecting your position of righteousness before God. Anything, big, small, medium size, doesn't matter. For God, God is bigger than anything. And so he wants you to deal with anything that is there hindering. He's jealous, God. You know why? Because he cannot mix with you if you have other things that put the priority over him. If you choose you, you see, it's not him. It's you that you choose not to be connected with him, because you don't make those decisions and you don't take that position. But if you do that, then the life, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is working in you instead of the law of sin and death. So what does it mean? Don't tell me about generational curses. Don't tell me about curses. Don't tell me about the devil is taking me for a ride. Don't tell me about any of this stuff, because that law is not working in you. Who the Son set free is free indeed. But they had to know that they are free, because otherwise they open up and the enemy comes there with his own suggestion and it does any game on you that he wants. So, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is something we had to think about. See, something we had to meditate on. You know, how are you going to find the truth from the Word? You probably read some of the scripture that you had to really meditate on 1,000 times. And they haven't done the work that needed to be done yet because some of the areas are not being cleaned up completely. So you need the Word to be activated and to be, you know, turned on so that the light goes on. When the light goes on, you start being able to see, oh, wait a minute, maybe this. And it doesn't stop there. You see, you have to pursue. You go after it until the things become so clear, because you are open. Open the eyes of my heart. That's the position of the person seeking the truth. That's the position of a disciple. They want to know the truth more than anything else. He's not playing religion. He's not going to church on Sunday. He's not even reading the Bible and praying every day. I know people do those things and they're in complete bondage. Is the experience of the righteousness of God inside you, that when you had that experience inside you, one of the results, you are not of the world anymore. Why? Because all the things of the world, all the attachment to the world are being cut off. You cut them off and you took a position. You couldn't care less about what everybody cares about. You live a strange life for the world. If they didn't have that experience themselves, they cannot understand what's wrong with you. But at the same time, they see that you get results that they can't do. They can get, you can get things that they do, you know, can't figure out. Praise the Lord. You know, the world says the new man that is coming in us, who is the same as Jesus, you know, same characteristic as Jesus, is not of the world. Cannot be of the world. Okay? The new man is really a heavenly being. He's an alien to the world. It's just somebody that is a pilgrim down here doing something that God wants him to do, has a mission here. But he is an alien. He's not of this world. So people are going to look at us and they're going to say, are these from Mars? Are you following what I'm saying? So, but we had to realize that we had to experience that at the level of our feelings, so that we are not there trying to get together with God. We are there walking with God, because we are walking in the Spirit. You cannot walk in the Spirit if you are not walking with God. And when you start walking with God and you're walking in the Spirit, you don't feel like you belong here anymore. You feel weird to be around people because they just don't get you and you don't get them. You know, they say, poop. You feel sorry for them. That's why you want to bring them to the Lord and hopefully make them disciples. Are you following me? It's not just a question of getting them to say a prayer and then this, everything is fixed. That's sometimes it's not even the beginning. What has to happen, there has to be a desire to let go, change our values so that the things we care about we couldn't care less anymore. Praise the Lord. Well, I see people watching, looking at their watches. Time flies when one has fun, doesn't it? I hope so. At least I wrote that part there, the last part. Do you get anything today?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So, I can finish this. You know, I mean, let me read another scripture, yeah, as usual. Then we make a statement, a declaration, yeah. Okay. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, says, love has been perfected among us in that, you see, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. That's big stuff. Okay? As he is, so, you know, that, and love, evidently, is not, you see, the problem with the word love is so distorted and so, you know, worldly today that you can't use it with people understanding. You see, you can assess your value of things is much better. Or your, you know, the attachment that you have to anything, okay, has been changed. Because as you are, so is he, as you are, as he, right now. Because you broke those bondages, those hold on, those ideas that keep you bound to the things of the world, and you don't think like them, you don't feel like them, you don't care about them the way they do things. You don't want that anymore. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your priority, your values, your affections, your desires have been redirected. Not down here, but up there. Why? Because you set your mind on heavenly things, not on earthly things. So if you got that, and you really, you know, the place you have to go, and to the place, you know, the position you have to have, you know, when you are righteous, when you are connected with God, when you know the position you have, and you have made the decision connected with them, and you have implemented in your life, because, you know, just knowing doesn't count. It's when you start manifesting it that it shows that you really did it. Okay? Then you can start declaring it. Before, you just wish for it. Try to plant it in your heart. Try to believe it. But when you have it, then you can do a declaration. So whatever place you are, you can do something. Okay, you can start, well, wishing for it, or you start declaring it because you are experiencing it. But one of the things that you have to feel that you want to say is, I am not of this world anymore. Let's say it together. Thank you, Father, that you changed us, that your desire is to transform us with the renewing of the mind, so that we may really say that we don't want to be like the world, that we are righteous before you, and we want to keep that righteousness that is not coming from us and not from the things we do, but what Jesus did and for the decisions we made to be like him, to have the same judgment, the same principles, the same values that he had. And we just praise you, Lord, that we can then say that we are righteous, that we are not of this world, as Jesus was not of the world. But Lord, we thank you that we know that this is a process that takes place in us day by day as the Holy Spirit speaks to us and shows us things to come, decision to make. and everything else that we should align ourselves with in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God.